the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show. And it is Thursday, February 28, 2019. And it's time once again for the Wow Factor from St. Joseph today. And you're going to be wowed this weekend, I think, by a lot of other people's awkward family photos being recreated in the windows of downtown St. Joseph. And in the house with us this morning from St. Joe today, Danielle Trivier. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And along for the ride this morning, one half of the team over at the Lazy Ballerina, Melanie Owens. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
Happy to have you with us. So let's get to it. You got a lot going on.
We do, yeah. So before we dive into all things March mannequins and awkward family photos, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what else is going on this weekend. So kicking things off tonight, we've got the Family Fun Night, the Lego Builders Bash from 4 to 8:30. It's actually kicking off all things Build Your Way Around Town for the month of March. So we're very excited. You can also, while you're down there this weekend, the Lego Big City Build will be this weekend from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at
which
the Shadow
Ballroom.
Which
is an amazing build.
It is amazing. Yeah, they've got a great landscape of Southwest Michigan. They've got a couple buildings there. And just it's phenomenal to see just how they build these things. It's really cool. And they've got a train or two going through the whole thing as well. So it's a lot of fun for all ages. Tonight is also the last weekend for the beer and Girl Scout cookie pairing at Silver Harbor. So you've got until Sunday to try some of those out. We've got team trivia at the livery as well as a community pint night benefiting the TEC. And the Turquoise Top Hat tonight is also having a public sandpaper social. So you can bring, I believe you're doing your own wood sign event. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of cool.
Sandpaper social.
Sandpaper social. Yep. So heading right into Friday, we've got more live music at the livery, featuring Seth Bernard and Johnny Iron at the livery at 9 p.m. We've got Coffee and Canvas, Birds and Blossom at Big B Coffee from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And they actually have very limited spaces. So if you're interested in that, just sign up very quickly. Heading right into Saturday, we've got, of course, March Mannequins, right from 7 to 8:30 tomorrow night, featuring awkward family photos. And then we've got more live music at the livery at 9 p.m., featuring Jack and the Bear. Surrett Nature Center is hosting their trivia night from 7 to 9 p.m. I believe that's a big fundraiser for them, so we're very excited. Curious Kids Museum always hosts their Super Saturday. This week is featuring the canoe from noon to 4, which is a make-and-take craft. And you can learn a little bit more about the history of the canoe. And then Purely Michigan's hosting free tastings from Round Barn. I believe it's their mint chocolate cream that they're debuting.
That's their new one, yeah.
That's their new one, yeah, from 2 to 3:30. So go and get a free taste of that while you're downtown getting ready for those awkward family photos. And then right into Sunday, we've got Sunday Pub Trivia at Round Barn Brewery and Public House. We've got carpooling to the opening of Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, which is it's a art exhibit hosted in Three Oaks at the Carnegie Center.
Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
But it's featuring quite a few Box Factory artists. So come and support some of the Southwest Michigan arts. We've got live music at DeBlon Winery featuring Joe Jason from 2:30 to 5:30 on Sunday. And then just a few quick things on Monday. We've got an NTAA open stage night at the livery. We've got the Monday Musical Club with an Irish celebration with Kennedy's Kitchen. And of course, the 7th annual Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. So we're very excited for that.
That NTAA, by the way, is the New Territory Arts Association.
Oh, yes. New Territory Arts. Sorry.
In case you didn't. That's all right.
Spitting them all out
real
quick.
That's all right. Just to help people understand what you're talking about.
So it's an open stage night at the livery, which is really fun. It'll start at 6:30, and I believe the music and performances start at 7. So.
All right. Very good. Well, the premier events this weekend are right there in downtown. Melanie, do you have a plan for an awkward family photo in your window?
I think every day is an awkward family photo for us, but we do have an actual plan. So we're doing a little twist on our window this year. We've got a couple of large windows, so we actually segmented it off, and the front part by the door will be interactive for guests to take part in our live mannequin.
Well, that's
window.
Cool.
So if you want to come and be part of our awkward family photo, you can. And then we have another surprise. We'll just call it the Turkey Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be a great. We're super excited about it. And I can't wait to see what everybody does.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Very good. So what's happening these days at Lazy Ballerina Winery? While I was gone, I see you made an announcement.
We actually just Tuesday purchased the Old Humane Society building, and It's a long process with licensing, but that's going to become our main production facility.
Excellent.
So we're going to be able to do a lot larger batches of wine.
That's so cool.
We're hoping to add some spirits into the mix.
Wow.
So that stuff will start rolling out next year. But yeah, we've got some stuff going on there. We'll still keep both of our tasting rooms in St. Joe and Bridgman and do our small batch wines just like we've been doing.
So you're going to fire up the still, too,
so
huh?
That's where we're hoping. We're hoping.
Now, as I recall, a lot of your inspiration and dedication and so forth comes from Grandma. So did Grandma have a still?
Ooh, she did not, but that would have been dangerous.
Yeah.
Her wine, we do joke, though, would not qualify legally as wine in Michigan because it was close enough to alcohol right there. She was originally from Arkansas, so I think hers bordered more on the moonshine.
Well, so then she did have a still at some point.
It wasn't an actual still, but close enough. First timers were only allowed one glass of wine. That was the rule.
We got to get you conditioned properly, right?
So our ones that are named after her, you know, they're a little more wine-like. We actually are going to do some free tastings of Arnita's Niagara, which we're re-releasing. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, all weekend long. So that was one of the ones, that one has her picture on it and was one of the wines that she used to make. That wasn't quite so high
wasn't,
alcohol
wasn't
content.
Quite as potent as.
yes.
All right. Very good. So you want to talk to a little bit more, Danielle, about the proceedings of the weekend?
Yeah. So we're very excited, of course, for March Mannequins. You can actually, there's a People's Choice vote this year, as we usually do with some of our events. But we're going to be naming first, second, and third. So vote online at stjuderday.com/vote. The voting will be open on Saturday night from 7 p.m. all the way through Sunday at 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
So, yep. Come down and support the awesome Aquaman.
So don't try and get on there at 5 o'clock on Saturday
o'clock.
And go, I'm going to start voting. Because
7:01.
It's just like, wait a minute. You haven't even seen it yet. How
exactly,
can you?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know
let's
those
play
people.
Fair, everyone. But no, we're very excited. We've got about 25 windows this year, and we are just excited for warmer weather and all things spring ahead.
So have you seen some of the plans as to what's going on?
I just got a sneak peek of Melanie's.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun. And then I've talked to a couple others, so I don't want to give anything away.
Sure, sure.
But
no,
there's some
let it unfold like a tableau before you.
There are some fun decade themed costumes, I believe. So you may see some ruffles and powder blue suits. I don't know, maybe.
Well, that would only make sense because
right, exactly.
Those were among the most awkward of awkward family photos.
Like Melanie said, every day for my family is an awkward family photo, so we probably have some current
ones. You
know,
reality
well.
Is, I think if most families would admit it, I think most families would actually have to say, yeah, that's my life.
Yeah, exactly. No, right. it's a fun way to celebrate, you know, family, and it's who doesn't have an awkward family photo, right? You kind of take back someone's frowning while everyone's smiling, someone's crying, you know, or just making goofy faces. That's what we do. So,
it's sad. There are enough awkward photos from my career here that somehow the people at in Washington, D.C. at America's Public Television Stations managed to get their hands on a number of them and put together a little poster and shared it with the whole board. And I'm like, oh, geez, seriously? You couldn't get to the non-goofy photos? You couldn't get the professional ones, you know, and stuff like
happy
that.
Happy retirement. So.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, they were like, we're glad you're leaving, you know.
They're just getting ready. You're ready for this weekend. Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. I guess
knew.
So. That's what it all boils down to. Very good. Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't believe so, but check out our website. We've got all the things that are always happening, so stjuderday.com, not only this weekend, but things that are coming up in the months to come. You can also visit us at the Welcome Center, located at 301 State Street, right on that corner of State and Pleasant, across from the Chocolate Cafe in downtown St. Joe.
And that's where you can be among the very first to get your tickets to the Barbecue Blues.
You can, 10 a.m. Come see us.
10 a.m. Monday. Tickets go on sale. Be there or don't.
Or don't.
All right, ladies. Thank you very much. Melanie, thank you much.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day. Thank you, Danielle.